Genesis 1:27a. And God created man in his own image. In the image of God created he him. Observe that the term likeness is not used here by Moses, but image only. Perhaps the sacred historian wished to avoid amphibology, too extensive circumlocution, and therefore he merely repeated the term image. I see no other cause for the repetition unless we receive it as intended for emphasis and as designed to signify the joy and triumph of the Creator in this most beautiful work of his hands. The purpose of Moses was probably to represent God as not so much delighted with any of or with all his other creatures as with man, whom he created in his own likeness. For other animals are termed traces of God. Man alone is said to be the image of God. For in all the other creatures, God is known as by his footsteps only. But in man, especially in Adam, he is known truly and fully. For in Adam is seen that wisdom, righteousness, and knowledge of all things, that he may rightly be called a microcosm or little world in himself. For he understands the heaven, the earth, and the whole creation. God, therefore, as Moses would here represent, is delighted in his having made so beautiful a creature. Without doubt, therefore, as God was so delighted with his counsel and workmanship in the creation of man, so he is now delighted in the restoration of that his original glorious work, through his Son, our Deliverer, Jesus Christ. It is always profitable to consider that God is always thinking thoughts of good, yea, the best thoughts towards us, Jeremiah 29:11, and that he is ever delighted with these his thoughts, and this his counsel in our restoration to a spiritual life by the resurrection from the dead of those who have believed in Christ.